Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.
It's a power hour. I'm Braden.
What the fuck? That's how they intro now? This is how
fucking
we fucking...
gross, man.
God damn it.
I'm Zell's dead. Gone, man. Mind and you, the kid's out the window.
That was a little bit like toned down for one of your burps. It wasn't even that wet.
That was pretty gross.
It is. I'm trying to...
They're usually way worse. Oh, yeah. Usually he's got some like Zoidberg effect on it at the end of
why
it.
Why not Zoidberg for your intro? Yeah.
Gurgling.
I got... So in UFO news, we've got... I don't know if you guys have seen any of this one. Someone sent us this one. Hold on. Let's see if I can figure out how to do this without Zell here. Zell's... Add some. What's he doing? He's shadowing some industry professionals.
He's an intern.
Yeah. He's an unpaid
he's
intern.
He's a fucking intern.
Giving handies in the audio in the audio booth. Getting coffees for the week.
I was you got to do it. Like it's you know that's a necessary part of the business.
What you do? All right.
He's got to clean off the casting couch.
Yeah. So if you look at this, I got this video up. So people have been sending us this one. Mm-hmm. Over Turkey, bizarre UFO cloud.
yeah.
What's that?
It's like a giant vagina.
Yeah. Hey, you said it. I was like, when I saw this, I was like, let's be real here. This does not look like any kind of UFO. This 100% looks like a giant vagina. And whoever took this video was like, I can't say, look at this vagina cloud. So they masked it into the guise of, look at this UFO hovering over Turkey.
Giant.
Yeah. It's,
I like the, I love this video because the.
Did I just hear
the rooster.
Somebody got a fucking rooster?
Yeah, it's the best part,
part of the video.
Yeah, it's part of the video. I love it. It's amazing.
Look in the sky, you see giant vagina. What is this? What happened in the sky for vagina?
That's how you know it's morning. Look at that. Yeah.
Woo. You hear in the background, it's just my
that's,
cock.
That's God's vagina right there.
Yeah.
I mean,
I just love the rooster. Like, it's the best part of this book. I'm like, it's a beautiful morning.
What the fuck else?
It's a beautiful morning. You wake up and you see a giant, it's a cloud, it's a cloud formation.
Yeah, like okay. That is, there's no UFO. This is a vagina cloud.
It's a very rare occurrence.
Listen to what you're saying. You're saying there's no UFO. You have no fucking clue.
I mean, it's a cloud.
You have no clue. That could be UFO. It could be. We don't know. We never really, the examples we've seen of possible UFOs don't exactly match that, but we don't fucking know.
Okay, there's a 0.001 chance it's a UFO and the rest of it is.
Just like there's a 0.011 chance that everything else we fucking see in the sky is UFO.
Right.
Right? 90% of them are Mylar balloons.
Okay, so should we just phrase everything like it is most probably? I'm sorry, we should just front load that,
you should
right?
just say it might be a UFO, it is, might be a
it's
fucking
most
weird
likely,
cloud formation.
It's most likely a cloud formation.
Cloud formation? Yeah. That makes sense.
Vaginal cloud.
I'll be honest with you, I've never seen a cloud look like that before.
No, me neither.
That is the first vagina cloud I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, years. How many clouds would you say you've actually seen then? Clouds. Have you seen all the clouds?
Seen lots.
But have you seen all of them?
Every day.
Yeah, but
I would say there's very few days.
When you're saying
in my life
that it's most definitely a cloud.
No, I didn't say it's most definitely. I said it's most likely a cloud.
Exactly. And you're saying there's no way it's UFO.
Yeah,
it's
and
like,
I changed my phrasing to be a little bit more accurate. So it's, I'm
there
saying,
you go.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay, we got
so I'm, and I'm saying I personally in 35 years have never seen a blue a fucking cloud like that. Those are my exact words.
Right.
Right. So in 35 years, good chance I haven't seen every single fucking cloud in the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say right. So.
Okay, look at this.
Now one. You have. Now you've seen a giant cloud that looks like a vagina.
Or a UFO. Or a UFO. Who knows?
This has been
0.11 or whatever the fuck chance.
Literally, probably 100 people have shared this with us. This video here. This is, I don't even know where it's at.
Oh, wow. What is this? Like, shot of a potato?
People. Now, here's my biggest issue with this video. So you see this black orb here going, looks weird. And then people are like, and it's being chased by fighter jets. Well, that orb is moving so goddamn slow that those jets would have overtaken that orb and overshot it instantly.
Buddy, I got one of those right over my shoulder here.
Medicine ball?
looks like a fucking yoga ball that's been dropped.
But I mean, it is moving pretty slow.
Well, it's also, this seems like this is shot on like a potato.
Phone. Like you can see it. Well, even like if you back this up here, you can see the orb. The jets have already overtaken it, right? Like the jets are already gone. And then the orb is seemingly out of the frame. So like people have been sending us like, what the hell is that? The jets are flying after this thing. I'm like, well, I don't think they're flying after it because they would have blown right past it, but
what do you think it is? Like an edited video?
I think so. Like looking at this one.
Yeah, so this guy's got his motorcycle. This guy's got his motorcycle in the middle of nowhere. Like there's so many questions about this video.
This is full on Top Gun. Yeah. I'm getting full Top Gun vibes with this fucking crotch rocket.
Right, sure.
Fucking
okay. Highway so this is Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise shot this video. Danger zone.
Danger zone.
Or Kenny Loggins, I guess. Kenny Loggins or Tom Cruise shot this video and sent it to at UAP World TikTok.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is just the first one I could find. But
I'm sorry. It's very likely that Kenny Loggins or Tom Cruise shot this video and sent it.
On the set. If we were to believe that, that orb was being pursued, I just think that orb would have been traveling faster. Or maybe it's one of those things where it was traveling fast. It slowed down because it knew the jets. We're basically like the jets at that point, like they're already like
maybe it's in like hot pursuit. When you're in the police chase, and you hit the brakes and pull into like a fucking alley.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And the jets
That orb watched Top Gun 2. He hit the air brakes. Like, he watched, it's probably
right. Maybe, but like there's also like halfway through, there's like a weird cut in the video where it's like it doesn't seem like it looks like a cut point in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But who's to say? Maybe it is.
I mean, that thing should be what is cloud. That shot in like 15 FPS? Like, which is low resolution and low frame rate is usually a sign. Those are usually good signs that something's been edited. If you lower the resolution on stuff, it's easier to add in After Effects.
You're looking pretty low resolution, Dan.
I mean. All the I use all my processing power for calculations. It's not all. I don't use high video resolution. That's low priority on my task manager.
So that was those are like the most interesting, I'd say, like UFO videos that we've been two things we've been tagged in. But the second one that's been blowing up all over the internet. So
that's pretty bizarre.
Don't worry. We wait about 2 months. It'll pop up again. It's usually what I see with these. We follow a lot of these accounts and I see the same videos pop up like every couple months. Like it's the same ones.
Yeah, sometimes it's like, look at this. Where did this go?
The turkey one?
That's brand new.
That's brand new. I've seen that one.
Can you pull up a picture of, you remember on Independence Day when the ship's coming in?
I know exactly.
It kind of looks like that.
Independence. Right? Independence Day.
Right?
Yeah, it looked like the cloud was about to give birth. To an alien spaceship.
To an alien.
To
a UAP. Yeah.
The alien atmosphere. What else did I type? Breach. What? Images. Let's see. Nailed it. Look at this.
Independence Day? The scene from Independence Day?
I typed in Independence Day alien atmosphere breach.
Okay. and it just comes in. Yeah, I mean, yeah it would pop up. Yeah.
Oh, look at this. Where can I show?
Boom. I mean, I remember what it looks like.
You see that?
Or you gotta say, yeah. Yeah, that was a cool effect back in the day. Man, that was fun.
That's badass.
That was an awesome movie.
I really don't, and I don't even know if it's like that was supposed to be. I mean, is that them coming through the atmosphere? Because it wouldn't exactly look like that. I don't know. Like they're moving really slow, so I don't think they would exactly. Oh no, because it's a control. They're not coming in fast, so maybe it is like
that's what Google search fucking resulted, bud. So that's
well, I mean, that's the scene from Independence Day.
Sorry, that's likely what it is.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what do you guys think of now that we're on the topic of Independence Day? What's your guys' favorite? Like, what's your guys' favorite alien movie?
Alien invasion movie or just alien movie?
Just a movie about aliens.
The Thing.
Oh.
It's a perfect movie overall. And it's also a perfect representation of what I think.
Good cast too.
I mean, yeah. And it's fucking, it's great directing. Like it's just, that is what I imagine. Something's like what First Contact would truly be like is something that is so bizarre and so, you can't understand it's what it wants, what it needs. You can't communicate with it. It's just what it's here for. And then it's also, but it also at the same time, it is, you know, when they go in through the, you know, what they go in for, like the motivations, what they try to find out what the motivations of the creature is. And it's like, well, it might just do this. They don't know, but it's like, it seems that way. It's fucking terrifying. And that dog scene, that's the scariest thing in the world.
Like, I'm not going to lie. It's been quite a few years now since I've seen it. I'm probably due for a rewatch, to be honest.
So terrifying.
What about, what was that movie? The more recent one where they were like translating with the alien. Was it Arrival?
Yeah, that was Arrival.
I saw it. I remember seeing that one and really enjoying it. But then I, it's been honestly so long since I've seen it. And I only saw it once in theaters that I probably don't remember because like instantly what pops into my head right away is like, I always fucking love Contact with Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
It's like pretty slow movie. I fucking love that movie. I don't know why. I always loved it.
It was a good movie. It was the book or either the book or they had what's his face on hand, Carl Sagan on hand for it or something. I think they asked him about it. It's somehow he was involved with that film. But that was pretty, that's a pretty good one as well. But like as far as like benevolent contact, I suppose, goes, those two are somewhat.
Yeah,
I liked Arrival up until like the end. And then I was like, eh. I was like, but the rest of it was pretty, I really enjoyed. And then, you know, just Alien. Like Alien is really good.
Oh, yeah. You know, movie fucking sucked, Prometheus. I hated that movie.
I don't know. I didn't think it was that bad.
It was slow as hell, man.
I mean, yeah, but once it got going, though.
The like, slow burn was just
once crazy. It got going, it was over.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I agree with that. It was a pretty slow burn thing. But
and it's like, yeah, as for like, you know, it's one thing, it's like for that movie to like, it would have been one thing to like surprise people and be like, oh, maybe is this a precursor to the Alien movies? That would have been cool. But to
everybody knew it was.
Yeah, well, they promoted it that way.
That's,
and then when they promoted it that way, you kind of had you were like, "Oh, this is going to be, you know, like maybe scary and stuff." And you're just like, "Are we going to get going here?"
It was more like I feel like the whole thing was just, I don't know, like it hit in the beginning. Yeah, like you said, it was slow, and it's more about the revelations, and it's more about like, you know, humanity reaching out into space. And I guess there's ways if you look at it, part of me is like, yeah, that seems kind of smart in the beginning, where it's like, you know, it puts the position where it's like humanity's benevolent reach out to explore, or like our entire being is to explore, to connect, blah, 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 whatever, all of that stuff. And then when you end up doing that, you don't know what's going to reach back because you reach out there and you're like, oh, especially the one dude who's like, hey, what's that? Let me put my unprotected face directly into it and super close to the space cobra. Like, that's a good idea, you know?
I think it would be cool.
No.
like just thinking about idea. It now, like remember when we talked about the Dark Forest? I think that would be a cool movie that we, I don't know. I can't think of it.
Doing,
like
they're doing the TV series.
Is that, that's what fucking, isn't that Mars Attacks?
No, that's the three body problem. But what is
no,
that?
But Mars Attacks yeah, third, is essentially Dark Forest.
Third body.
They're putting out.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess so. But like where it's, or even where it's one, like where that, where we spot something first.
Oh.
And then we have that, we have that realization where we're like, what do we do? Do we contact? Do we attack?
Yeah.
Like that kind of, you know, well, what
they're
those
doing
that,
the Netflix
through.
Adaptation of that, the three body problem, which is
really,
the, yeah.
I've only read the first book. I really liked it.
Yeah.
This is, oh, I hate to say this out loud. My butt has, Dan, have you read that book?
I know what happens.
So really good book.
Yeah.
It's like, isn't it one like the first like Chinese,
it was a translation. Yeah.
Yeah. Translation, like sci-fi book. It's like one of the first like China. It's won tons of awards. Really good. the issue for me is when I read that book, because I find the names so similar, like Chinese names when I'm reading them, because like one, it's hard for me to pronounce.
Sure.
Right. And I'm just reading.
It's hard
so
for
it's
you
not
to
like,
read.
It's hard for me to read already.
Yeah.
That all the names start to blend in that I very easily would forget who I'm like,
names.
I'm like, who, who is this I'm reading about right now? And I'd have to like backtrack. So it actually took me a long time to like get through, but I was like, oh, it was good. Good read. But, just tough, you know?
Yeah. One of my favorite alien movies is Space Invaders. You guys ever watch that movie?
No.
Oh my God. No. Space Invaders.
Play the game.
Is it like
not Space Invaders. Old? Spaced. It's old. It's probably like it's probably late. Yeah. SPACED Invaders. And it probably came out like what?
In 90s.
Early 90s. That movie is funny. Like it's real funny.
The aliens look funny in it.
It's real goofy. Like they have this whole, it's like a whole cast of a bunch of aliens that got up, but it's practical effects. They've all got these crazy costumes on. And it's like some aliens from Mars crash land on Earth and they think that they're part of an invasion force that's coming, but the invasion force isn't coming and they're just like overzealous little invaders and they shoot out. The pilot is like a Jack Nicholson, has a bad Jack Nicholson impersonation pretty much like the whole movie. And
I must have seen it when I was a kid because like seeing their little faces
probably.
Is kind of like bringing me back some memories.
It's a really funny movie. It's like you could probably watch it with kids because it's not super scary or anything. It's not. It's very. Is it PG? It's probably PG or PG-13 maybe. Like I don't like. They might have like one bad word in it, but it is. It's a really funny movie, and it's also very fun. It's just really funny that the fact that you have like these aliens and they're morons. They're not super smart or anything, but like they land on Earth and they think they're like the vanguard of the invasion force. So they go out and every time they run into, and it's also Halloween. So every time they run into people, people just think they're kids in costumes. Like, oh, look at your costumes. You're so cute. Like, we're here to destroy you, to disintegrate you into bones, you primitive ape monkey. And they're like, oh, that's so great. Here's some candy. Bye. They shut the door.
Classic
it's like,
90s
oh my
movie.
God. Hilarious. So good. Love that one. I think that one's pretty good. And but yeah, it's like, favorite alien movies. I mean, there's just tons that I've like, there's probably more that I like than I don't like about alien movies, I suppose.
I mean, there's been a handful of stinkers, to be honest. I hated Independence Day.
Which one?
The second Independence Day was bad. I didn't like Nope at all.
I hated it. I didn't watch it. I
found it slow. I found it boring. And I found it to, the trailer sold a movie that it wasn't.
Mm.
Right? Which is kind of disappointing. It was like kind of based on aliens. Well, it was, but like not. They were like, it was trying to unique. I was like, but that's not what I was sold on in the trailers.
Is Fifth Element kind of an alien movie?
Yeah, 100%.
Yep. Definitely.
What are those things that, like, you've got the, what are those, the Gorgons or whatever looking guys?
Yeah, the shapeshifter guys. And like.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that? What's the one with fucking Travolta? That Battlers or whatever? That movie sucked
yeah,
ass.
I watch that?
What was that? Yeah, yeah. Well,
I don't think I've ever
Earth
watched the, I never sat down for the whole movie. I think it was on TV. I was in Thailand and I think they had it on some TV channel and I kind of like caught pieces of it. And like, there's nothing else to watch. And I just like put that on. I was just like, this is not good.
Yeah, Battle Earth. Yeah, it was a Battlefield Earth.
Battlefield Earth, yeah.
Battlefield.
Which is it's based off a science fiction novel written by L. Ron Hubbard, I'm pretty sure is the, you know, founder of Scientology guy.
I think it was like, I think everyone in that movie was some sort of, has some sort of affiliation to Scientology.
So. Yeah. Like, I'm pretty,
it's awful.
Yeah.
That was awful. I fucking love Galaxy
Quest. What's his face?
Oh, yeah, shit.
That might be one of my all-time favorite alien movies.
Okay, so did you know, this is a funny thing. I got to look up the cast so I get it right. That movie, I've recently like rewatched it a while ago. And so then, I don't know, because I was like looking up the cast, whatever. And so now I've been getting like, that kind of shit popping up in my feed every now and then about like some Galaxy Quest tidbits.
Tony Shalhoub. He's Lebanese. Yeah.
So he plays
the hero.
He plays in that movie.
Fred Kwan.
And anytime I never realized this as a kid or even a couple watching throughs, but I had to watch it. It's like one of the funniest details is that every time, because he plays Fred Kwan, and he was an actor, like, so they were making a joke that like he's not Asian, but playing an Asian. So every time he's on screen, when he's not squints. Fred Kwan, he squints into Asian eyes. And it's once someone pointed out to me and I rewatched it, I was like, that shit is so funny. Because they're like, anytime someone like calls him whatever his name is, like, I can't read, it's Frank Kwan, but it's like director or medic Frank Kwan or whatever. He like turns and then like does a squint. I'll see if I can find it.
Tony Shalhoub's awesome. Yeah,
he's good.
It's like Tony Shalhoub. Yeah, great act. That movie, if you haven't seen it in a while, phenomenal.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite alien movie.
It's so good.
That I like Attack the Block was fucking awesome too. Mm. I really like that. Trying to stay away from like the Predators, the aliens, that type of shit.
Yeah, Predator is also really good too. I would also say Predator's pretty good. Like,
what, the first Predator?
The last one was pretty good.
Tech
too.
Sergeant Chen. That's who he was good.
Tech Sergeant Chen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me see if I can find the intro here. I want to find the intro to, like, you know, where it shows the cat, where it's like,
when they're in the ship and they kind of just smile at the fucking camera.
Yeah, yeah. Because I want to.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's see if I can find
it. What a fucking cast, man.
Yeah, like absolutely.
You see that shit? You see that shit coming out about Tim Allen right now?
No.
Yeah.
Pam Anderson says on the set of
Home Improvement.
Tool Time. Technically Tool Time. That's
Tool Time within filmed. Home Improvement. Yeah.
Yeah. He fucking flashed her as Mary when she was 23. Whipped out his bird. Made her look at it.
At least he was. You know what though? Honestly, in today's day and age, at least she was of age. Like that's all we can.
No, but it's still fucked up.
It's still pretty fucked. Like,
When I was working out today, I was going through podcasts, so I couldn't find anything. So I went back to fucking Rogan to check in. And he's got fucking, oh my God, why am I blanking? Jesus. The guy that's fucking jerking off in front of everybody.
Louis C.K.
Louis C.K. Come on. And I was like, is this guy like, he's talking about how he sold out Madison Square Garden and stuff. I'm like, are we all the way back on Louis C.K. now?
Yeah. He was canceled long enough.
It's pretty weird, man. You think so though? That's a pretty weird, like, yeah, the guy admitted to it and everything, but that's like, you're forcing people to watch
it. I don't know, that's some sexual assault. I don't know the whole story. I knew the jerking off in front of people, but I had thought that it was just the invitation. Like it was like, he was like, can I jerk off? He's like, can I jerk off?
I don't think he gave you a choice. He just starts fucking giving her. Right? Like, what do you think? What do you know?
This is funny. He's a comedian. Funny joke.
Well, the funny thing is, like, I remember on his show, he did a whole like advocating for masturbating on Fox News. You remember that?
Yeah.
His show was actually great.
Yeah. It's too bad. I mean, Louis, he's a funny stand-up comedian. Good.
He's a great stand-up comedian, but like that's...
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't know.
So this clip here, this is right when they abduct them, right? And so they don't realize that they're like, they're realizing the aliens think that they're not actors, right? So watch, pay attention to his eyes. It's a quick 3-second clip here.
Look, are you like Dan and you got a trip to Thailand coming up and you want to impress the locals? Well, then you want Rosetta Stone. It's been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 different languages offered. It's got fast language acquisition. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient, flexible learning anytime, anywhere. Learn on the go with mobile app or at your desktop on your own schedule. Rosetta Stone has amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's a lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off.
Sure, there's competitors to Rosetta Stone, but Rosetta Stone offers more languages and a lifetime membership. You could go over to Babbel and get 60% off, but it's not for a lifetime. That's why we're promoting Rosetta Stone today. All right, Theorites, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Alien Theorist Theorizing listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your damn life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today or look for the link in the show notes. Peace.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Yeah, as soon as he said it, he goes, gets it. He does that the whole movie, even in like the flashbacks of the show. So right. Funny. Hilarious.
He's great.
Yeah. Wasn't he that weird alien in Men in Black too?
Yeah, he was working at the pawn shop.
Gets his head blown off, can regenerate.
Gets his head blown off.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty good.
And he was also Monk.
Yep. Yeah. It's a good TV show.
Yeah.
I can honestly say I've never seen it.
There's a detective show that came out. What was I doing? I was like sitting around. And I was like, I think I got into like Shout TV or something like that. And they were showing this TV show, of which I always thought was a made up TV show, detective show. People talked about 10 Speed and Brown Shoe. And I always thought it was something. I was like, what the? It's like, that's like a made up name. Cause when people would reference it in TV shows, like 10 Speed and Brown Shoe, like da da da. I was like, what the fuck is that? And it's actually a detective show with Jeff Goldblum. Where Jeff Goldblum plays like an author or something, and then like
a new one or old?
No, it's an old one. It's like 80s. It's like nice. 80s or 90s. It's almost like probably same time as like Miami Vice or something like that. But at same time as like probably a bunch of other detective shows around that same. But it was actually like, it wasn't that bad. It was like, it was kind of good. Like it was Jeff Goldblum being Jeff Goldblum. So you're like, this is great.
It's kind of like,
this is fun.
Kind of reminds me of like Bored to Death.
It was weird. It's like, it was kind of like, what's it called? The formula is kind of the same as Castle, where it was like, you know, author, you know, whatever, mystery author paired up with, you know, police detective or whatever. And the police detective guy, like his whole shtick was kind of like, he was a black dude. And I can't remember the actor's name. And his whole shtick was like, he would like impersonate people. Like he would do like impersonations to be like, oh, you know, like I'm, you know, he'd walk into a place and he'd pretend he's a waiter, or he'd go in and he'd pretend he's like a supervisor from a different police department, and he'd go to another police department to get like information or something like that. And it's like, that was his whole thing. And then the rest was like Jeff Goldblum being Jeff Goldblum, and then like getting, you know, women were all over him. For some reason, I mean, he's Jeff Goldblum, so I mean, yeah.
Listen, like, everybody knows once you go half fly, you're like machismo shoots you the roof.
That's
fucking bagging everything.
Yeah. It's an interesting.
Oh, he played an alien. It was an alien movie. It's Earth Girls Are Easy.
Oh, that's right.
With fucking.
He's a weird one for me.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah, because
that's a good cast.
When I think Jeff Goldblum, I think of The Fly, but I was pretty young. And then obviously recognizable in Jurassic Park.
Sure. That's probably
right?
One of his best roles.
Dr. Ian Malcolm in Jurassic Park 2. Is he as famous as he is just from those two movies? Because I feel like if you just did The Fly by itself, like he has like a...
Jeff Goldblum is on a lot more stuff than you think he is. Like he's in so much stuff that
I
would be because
I feel like he fell off the face of the earth for a while. And he would pop in and everyone would be going wild. And then he was
awesome. He's just like, he's so, I think he's probably undersold or underutilized, but he was great in Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. Like I loved him in that movie.
Oh, I forgot he was in that. Yes.
It's so good. Good movie. There's a lot of stuff. People are like, oh, I forgot Jeff Goldblum is in that. But
that's one of those.
There's a lot of go back to some of his movies. You're like, oh, what was that one movie? He's like, there's one called like Transylvania 65,000. Like it's a random ass horror movie. And he was in that. And I was like, it's terrible, but it's Jeff Goldblum, so whatever. Go back and watch Earth Girls Are Easy. Like, yeah, that's a good one. Gina Davis.
Like, he's really, like, looking at his, I'm looking at his, like...
Filmography.
Filmography, and, like, he's never had a break,
Filmography.
Really. So it's like, it's just, I'm trying to look at, like, the big ones that he's been in that maybe I've missed in the last...
Jurassic Park, The Fly, Independence Day,
Like the Red Rock,
I guess you could kind of count.
But he was already like Jeff Goldblum. I wonder, it's like, you know, he's already Jeff Goldblum in Ragnarok, you know, it's kind of like, it's so weird. But yeah, no, that 10 Speed Brown Shoe show, like that ran for a couple seasons. And I guess it was like pretty popular that people still talk about it. Cause I was like, I didn't even know he was in a TV show. Like, I didn't even know he did TV shows really.
Dude,
you should check out Bored to Death. That's like pretty much the same premise, but it's got Jason Schwartzman, it's got fucking Ted Danson and Zach Galifianakis. It's fucking
hilarious. I thought was interesting.
It's on HBO.
He also has a discography. Jeff Goldblum and
he's a jazz musician.
Snitzer Orchestra. Yeah.
He has his own jazz band that he plays like regularly, like every week. He plays the jazz band.
They have released an album, The Capitol Studio Sessions in 2018, and I shouldn't be telling you this, in 2019.
What shouldn't you be telling us?
That's his album.
That's the album name, yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
That's right. He was in The Grand Budapest Hotel. I love that movie, too.
Oh, he's in a bunch. Yeah, I guess he was in a bunch of... He's in a couple of Wes Anderson movies.
He's lots of Wes Andersons,
Turns out.
Is Wes Anderson one of the...
normally does.
No, he's not one of... What's the...
He's the hotel reporter, isn't he? He's in The Reporter in The Grand Budapest?
I don't remember.
In The Grand Budapest, he's the reporter when he goes to the hotel. He's the one who's getting told the story.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I remember now.
About the thing. Yeah. He's the reporter, I think, or something.
That was just a fun movie to watch. Like, very unique.
But they usually are.
Usually Wes Anderson movies.
I can't remember a Wes Anderson movie I didn't like.
I love the Fantastic Mr. Fox remake that he did. I thought it was really good. I love that.
The Royal Tenenbaums is probably my favorite.
Yeah, Royal Tenenbaums.
She's My Rushmore. What's that?
Rushmore.
Yeah, Rushmore.
I think awesome. Life Aquatic is my favorite fucking... I've watched that movie so many times when I was like in college. It's so good. Plus that soundtrack is bomb. Yeah. Fucking Portuguese Dave Bowie.
Yeah.
It's great.
And he usually has like the different language fucking covers playing in the songs. Good. Or in the movies. Yeah, they're great.
It's like,
Was it the Fellowship of the Moon Night Kingdom or something like that?
Oh, right. Moon Kingdom. Is it Moon Kingdom? I think it was that one.
I might have just added Fellowship into that one, but I don't know. That was a good one, too.
It's like, I don't know. As far as like, it's like, it's if you ask me going back to like what favorite alien movies, it's kind of like, it's hard to like split them out. Cause I'm like, there's so many genres, subgenres of like alien movies of which are interesting. You know, like the ones that are, you know, what I like, action alien, like what's your favorite action, which would be like Aliens. Like there's Alien, which would be your favorite regular First Contact, and then Aliens would be fucking dope as fuck.
You guys watch American Horror Story? You guys ever watch that?
Yeah,
watched a couple first seasons.
So there you go.
And then we watched the short stories or whatever.
That's good. I like those ones.
Jess wanted the fucking creep me out.
The there's season, I don't know if it's season 9 or 8 or 9 or maybe it's 10, but it's a double feature. And the back half of the season, because I've just been, Jamie and I have been slowly working our way through like all of them. And the back half of the season is a straight up UFO story. And it, it's, it tells the story of Ike making the deal with the aliens. Mm-hmm. And it has like Valiant Thor in it, and it has like all the players like going up to Watergate. And so like the whole time I was kind of like nerding out. I was like, yeah, this is actually based on a real event.
These
like,
events are actually based around the events of 1964.
But I thought they did a really interesting job like kind of blending in a whole bunch of separate stories into one cohesive story about like an alien hybridization plan. I thought it was phenomenally well done. Really enjoyed it. So it's like, if you guys haven't seen that or anyone's listening, and to be honest, wasn't that scary compared to other stuff.
All right. Now we're talking.
Now, now it's up Andrew's alley.
No, I don't mind scary movies. You guys think that Evan Peters is going to have some lifelong problems? They really pigeonhole that poor fucking kid into a role, hey? He just plays weirdos the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's, yeah. Right? He's a weirdo like he's on every season of that.
Yeah. Like, he's just a fucking weirdo. Like, I remember even on Mayor of Easttown, I'm like, I saw him and I was like, I just can't. He's a cop and stuff. I'm like, I don't know.
No,
I don't see it. He's just, he's supposed to be a creepy weirdo.
Yeah,
he's
he not plays it again. That's why he nailed Dahmer so good.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like, he's been pigeonholed into these creepy weirdos.
At least
he's
getting work. I mean, like,
I feel like I just had some meat that went bad.
Dad.
Remember the fucking shit that everybody that's gone into playing the Jokers and stuff like that? Like, they got all fucked in the head. Like,
Jack Nicholson got fucked in the head.
Yeah. Well, he was always
after the role. No, no, but he said, like, he talks about after the role, he was fucking, he was.
He still went on to go to do a full, a few place. Good men, right? That was that. Was that after or before Bad Boys?
Oh, no, he did a bajillion fucking good movies after Batman 89, but he said, like, coming off that role, he's like, it fucked my head up a little bit. But
it's,
nobody looks better. Nobody looked better in a purple suit than fucking Jack Nicholson.
Are we ready to finally admit it? Like, Ledger was awesome and everything like that, but Nicholson was a better Joker. Like,
do you think if he hadn't died, his Joker doesn't get the acclaim that it does?
I don't want to say that. I don't want to be that guy. I don't, but I just want to say that Jack Nicholson is a better Joker than Heath Ledger. I think Heath Ledger took a really cool, interesting perspective on the Joker, but Jack Nicholson played the role of the Joker the best.
Well, it's like, you could be like, I would be fine with people being like, look, Jack Nicholson was the best Joker for a Tim Burton movie. And then Heath Ledger was the best Joker for the Nolan movie.
I thought
you couldn't really do a better Joker than that. Like,
I catch flack for, but like, the Nolan movie's super entertaining, great popcorn movies, but that's it for me, really. Like, it's, I don't know. So it's not that exciting to be like, oh, Heath Ledger's the best part, because there wasn't a lot. Like, Bale really wasn't that great as Batman. He was cool, and it was a cool movie, but he didn't do anything. Like, I feel like he was the worst Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, probably.
He did spend
a lot of time as Bruce Wayne, though. Like, I feel like there was like no real scenes with Bruce Wayne. He was always Batman. Even when he gets chucked into the pit and the thing, he's still kind of Batman. He's not Bruce Wayne.
And to be honest, it's such a weird thing for me, because Bale is such a fucking good actor. Amazingly talented.
Awesome actor.
And I feel like in that role, it was so one-dimensional. Like, for
him. He was like, great in Terminator.
I don't think it was written that well. He's a great John Connor.
I love that movie.
I like that movie.
Which one was bad because of Bale?
The
Salvation.
It was not bad
because of Bale.
No.
Like, what's that movie with him? I genuinely think that
dude, when Bale had that meltdown on the set of Salvation, like, it was him just being like, this movie fucking sucks. Like, why do I have to be here? And now I understand it. Like, I understand. When that came out, I was like, oh man, Bale's an asshole. And then I saw the movie, I'm like, no, I get it. He's like, why the fuck am I waking up, putting my every ounce of my 100% into this shitty movie every fucking day?
Well, but he's been doing, he's doing back to back fucking like popcorn flicks like that.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is though? Right? I think
like that, which is not really his, like, dude, you remember?
I don't even know how they got him on board for that. Like, how would you, is there something that
I'll said, tell
like,
you money. It just
money. Money, buddy.
Sure.
Money.
But it's like, man, he, money. Yeah. It's like, man, he got real angry with that lighting dude. Like he was so mad.
Here's the thing. The thing is, really like, he's such a perfectionist, right? Like in his roles, goes all in. We've seen him in other roles, just amazing. But like these other like roles that he takes, I'm sure if you look at his salary, the price like that he was getting to play these roles, I bet was peanuts compared to the Batman and even Terminator. Like it's just like doing a couple of those movies gives you the freedom to do whatever you want. I think a lot of actors do that, and you'll see them like they become the it man for a little bit, and then they go off and do like artsy stuff that they
Yeah, it's true. But it's like, man, but how could you get so angry? If you're getting paid that kind of money, it's like, how could you get that angry? That,
well, you can, but a lot of the fucking shit goes to these guys' heads and they turn into assholes. Mm-hmm. Like, we see it more often than not, unfortunately. Like, best Bale performance. What's your choice?
Oh.
It's hard.
That's tough because there's some Bale movies that like
got so fucking bad, man. Like he just went in all in on that one. Just like got like a fucking huge gut for it. And I'd probably be like, yeah, Dick Cheney.
It's like one of my favorite Bale movies that like I loved it, but it doesn't have a lot of rewatchability for me.
Newsies.
What's the one with him and The Prestige? That's my
Christian Bale. The Prestige.
The Prestige. Oh, dude, he's wicked.
That's Prestige. That movie was so fucking awesome. But like when, like after the movie, you're like, it's so good that like it's almost tough. Like watching it against you, like, cause you know what's going to happen.
True.
It's hard to rewatch. What about, remember Equilibrium?
Yeah. That was a crazy movie.
Oh, that's been long.
Watch it back. Was Tay Diggs in that movie with him? I think it was Tay Diggs.
I'd have to look it up.
His foil, his like rival. What were they called? Was his job name? They were called something cool. I can't remember. Okay, I mean, it was basically Fahrenheit. If people don't know, it's Fahrenheit 451 with fucking guns. Like,
what's your best Bale performance, Dan?
Newsies.
Newsies.
Oh, I don't know when the last time I would have seen that.
Fucking love it. Like,
even the Big Short, dude. I love the Big Short. I'll sit down and
watch Newsies like, any fucking day of the week. The movie's great.
I mean, there's like one easy answer to this. But I mean, the easy answer is American Psycho.
Oh sure. Yeah, but that, to be honest,
easy. But
it's a good movie. But like, it's, I think it gets overhyped.
Yeah, you could put Evan Peters
his
in that role.
That's what I'm. No, I'm not as good as fucking. Not as good as fucking Bale, buddy. I don't know. I really liked in The Fighter. Would play Dick Eklund. Right. I thought he was fucking awesome. That's such a good. He fucking crushed that movie.
Yeah, but I don't know. He's.
I still think he was really good. That was really early Bale too. I mean, man,
3:10 to Yuma.
Yeah, I mean,
he was awesome at 3:10 to Yuma too. He was so frustratingly like passive in that movie. You wanted to fuck shit up so bad, but he never does.
Isn't it his thing? He's got to get the guy to.
Yeah, he's a pacifist. You know. He's like, you know, and his kid. He's letting his kid down and shit. Russell Crowe, such a badass in the movie. What's his name? Fuck. What's Russell Crowe's name?
Remember.
He's got the coolest cowboy name. I gotta fucking look it up.
I honestly like a sequel. If we were gonna go with a sequel that I would not mind seeing,
Ben Wade.
The Other Guys with Russell Crowe. No, not The Other Guys. The other guys.
No, not the other guys.
Like if there were going to be an Other Guys sequel with Russell Crowe.
What's that movie? The buddy cop movie with him and Gosling.
Oh, Nice Guys.
Nice Guys.
Unreal movie.
So good.
One of the most criminally underrated movies I've ever seen. Did we see that in the theaters
together? I think so.
Fucking.
I think we high-fived at the end. We're like, this is awesome. Yeah.
It was almost like for entertainment level, it was almost that Tropic Thunder for me.
That's good, man.
Like I was fucking dying in that movie. I thought it was so good.
Yeah. I mean that, but what's top Russell Crowe movie?
LA Confidential.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. LA Confidential is one of my favorite movies.
the man with the iron fists.
I don't even know if I've ever seen that.
Dude, he showed up to that movie probably for one day of shooting and probably was in there for like, probably in there for like 30 minutes. Like he probably shot like eight hours.
Like a kung fu movie?
That was the movie with the RZA. The RZA's like kung fu movie. It had him, like Lucy Liu.
The guy from Wu-Tang Clan?
Him. It was his movie. Yeah. And it had him, I think it had Lucy Liu in it. It had Bautista in it. Bautista fucking showed up. And then, and Russell Crowe was there. It's just so weird.
I watched so a low budget one. Fuck, I wish I could remember what it was. A low budget, it seemed like a low budget movie with Russell Crowe, where he's just like a fucking crazy road rage guy.
Sure.
It's like this lady cuts him off, and for the rest of this movie, he just stalks and ruins her life, like kills her friends. He's like, "You shouldn't have cut me off, lady. You shouldn't have cut me off." And like, fucking, like, kills her, like,
sounds amazing.
Steals her phone and shit.
Sounds amazing.
Average day in the United States.
That's literally what everybody fantasizes about doing when you get cut off.
And he's like, "There's consequences." He basically plays Walter from The Big Lebowski. There's consequences. Oh,
that's awesome.
I don't remember what it was called. Like, it's called like Rage or Road Rage or like something like that. God damn. It can't be that old because he was fat as fuck in that movie too. It gave me flashbacks.
Was he Seagal level? Is he Seagal levels of fat now? Is he?
No. He's pretty big. He's pretty big.
Unhinged maybe? Is it called Unhinged? I feel like.
Is it him in a big truck on the cover?
Yeah, it's him behind the wheel.
Yeah. That's great. It's phenomenal.
I want to watch this. I feel like this is going to be good. Let me tell you something.
Not the best movie. A lot of burst out laughing moments for me of action. Just like how absurd it is. Like this guy just like, imagine just like gripping the wheel. It's like, that's basically the movie in a nutshell.
That's fucking
funny. What I want to know is how does it feel to be in the Nicolas Cage renaissance right now? Would you put here? This is a conversation I had with a couple of friends. It was like, is Nicolas Cage considered an A-list actor?
Oh yeah, he'll forever be A-list for me.
Is he? Is should he be considered an A-list actor?
I think he's in a there's a category of actors that are I don't even know how to put it. But they're in a genre of their own. Who else can I put in that category with them?
Like Steve Buscemi?
Malkovich. John Malkovich.
John Malkovich, okay.
Right? It's like these guys show up and they're like...
That was a good pull.
Right?
They're phenomenal and everything they're
in. Yeah, but he's like, it's a weird... He plays a...
Ben Kingsley.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Where it's like, they play themselves kind of like... They play like, when you see... You're there... Like, when you watch a Malkovich movie, you're there for him to be like... You know, enunciate some words hard.
Or be crazy.
Yeah. But like... So it's like, it's they're A-listers for sure, but like they're not getting cast in A-lister movies. They're not. These guys are not going to headline a 2023 blockbuster. You're not going to see Nick Cage and John Malkovich in the marquee. But like when they're in a movie, you're like, oh, I would love that. But like when you see a movie with, and they're in it, you're like, this is great. And you know what's funny? I would have said up to a couple of years ago, Gary Oldman in that as well. But now Gary Oldman, the last like 5-6 years, finally got the recognition
he deserves.
Gary Oldman
crushes it all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Gary Oldman is so fucking good in everything he does.
Nicolas Cage recently did a movie just a few years ago. Was it Prisoners of Ghostland? Literally, dude has his testicle blown off. Like, and I'm like, And there's a scene in there where he passionately screams, primal screams out just the word testicle at some point, and it is, and I'm watching this. I
guarantee
that
you
movie.
That was not in the script.
Probably not. Probably that's all Nicolas Cage. Like I watched that movie. I can't tell you what happened in that movie. I don't know. I watched that. He's got a car in that movie. There's like some Mad Max stuff. And he's got a car in that movie. And it's basically like a Nissan Sentra. Like that's his badass car.
He was like, when you think of like, he was just like, he's like the quintessential 90s movie star to me.
Yeah. Dude,
like he was fucking crazy. He parties.
He was in The Rock. Face Off, like
just
Con Air.
Con Air, like he was a staple of like 90s action heroes.
As growing up in the 90s, he'll always be
right. And I was like having a conversation with a couple of buddies, and I was like, hey, like I would put Nicolas Cage.
He's almost Superman.
He's like, I don't know if like if you weighed like numbers, like the number of movies that probably nobody's ever heard about and probably movies that he fucking phoned it in. Like, I know the guy had some he was in some dire financial straits for like a really long time.
That's what happens when you buy a fucking
T-Rex skull. That whole deal.
Action Comics number
one. And he's got a weird super, well, not weird, but I'd say like he's got that super, his son is named Kal-El. Like,
listen, if I was famous and everything I said, you know, could happen. Yeah. I would name my kid fucking Peter Parker.
Yeah, sure.
His name would have been fucking...
That would have been cool.
Yeah, I fought for that
Should have fought harder.
I tried. I really fucking
There's
tried.
So he's playing Dracula in a movie.
He's not playing Dracula. He's playing Renfield.
Renfield.
Yeah.
Renfield, who is Dracula's thrall, I'm pretty sure.
No. He's Dracula.
He's Dracula.
And the movie is the movie stars around Renfield. Oh. Yeah.
And he's
like Dracula. The movie is about Renfield.
I thought he was like Renfield. I was like,
there was a trailer. There's like, a trailer of Renfield of like he's saying he's like in an abusive like relationship group.
Well, he's a thrall. Like, I mean,
And so they're all like talking like their spouses and stuff. Sure. And then the trailer ends with like Nick Cage knocking on the door. That's and they're like, right, come Nick in. Cage he's like, no.
Can't wait. Amazing. So love it.
Ghost Rider.
Nick Cage as Dracula. Amazing. Dude, The Weight of Unbearable Talent, like that movie that just did.
That movie was phenomenal.
So
it was great.
Fucking,
it was so
that
good.
I was fucking laughing, crying that whole movie because all of it was so good. Pedro Pascal, amazing. Nick Cage is just amazing. Nick Cage.
Has that guy been in anything bad?
Pedro Pascal? I don't think.
Speaking of that.
Everything I think that guy's done has been
phenomenal. Isn't he in The Last of Us? I heard that is unreal. Yeah. I've heard...
They actually stick to the game material and people are like, yes, it actually sticks to the game. Unlike some other ones, Halo. Like this,
I watched it.
There's my favorite. That's my favorite TV series. Fucking Halo. God, fuck. How you fuck shit up? There's more sci-fi stuff that I hate probably than I like. But
you know what though? It's a tough one because I always say this all the time that the amount of money I've spent on going to see bad sci-fi movies where like I'll see a trailer and I go, I know that's going to be bad, but I got to go to it because if people don't go to these things, we're not going to get anything good ever. Right. Because people in like movies, just go like, there's no money in sci-fi. Right. And it's so you never really get any unique sci-fi stories anymore.
Yeah. Most of the stuff. If it's not a Transformers movie or a fucking Star Wars movie. Yeah. You're probably not going to get your money back. Or an Avatar. It's not an Avatar. Avatar just crossed $2 billion. $2 billion.
I was like, everyone Zoe I talked
Saldana,
to.
Zoe Saldana is the first like actress or like actor, actress, actor ever to be in four movies that have crossed $2 billion.
She can we talk about her body of work for a second with absolute just getting so lucky with roles?
She was in Mission Impossible 2. Like, wasn't
Mission
that
Impossible 2, Guardians of the Galaxy, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Avengers, Avenger Endgame, Infinity War, Avatar, Avatar 2.
Was she in Infinity War?
Yes.
She showed up.
She came back?
She...
Well, they killed her to get the fucking...
Yeah, they killed her in the first one.
Didn't she show up? Didn't they bring her back?
In the second one. In Endgame.
I don't think she comes back from the snap, though.
Yes, she does. No.
Prior to the
she
snap.
She comes through...
Yeah, she comes through the time.
It's a different
time thing.
Gamora. Remember, because she doesn't recognize Star-Lord. She's like, who are you?
Yeah, she's like, who are you? And he's like, oh.
I don't remember.
Did she kick him in the balls or something?
And then the robotic blue chick's like, you date him. She's like, never.
Nebula. Yeah, Nebula.
You know what's the funniest thing? The Rock, they're doing
Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson, he's on quite the...
The Rock.
Yeah, he's Dwayne on the Rock quite Johnson. The... L streak right now coming off the heels of Black Adam. Reports are coming out because they have the third Jumanji 3. And by all accounts, I love the
Jumanji's were
fun. They're great.
Very good. Yeah.
He has reportedly told the studio that he wants more money to do the third Jumanji than Robert Downey Jr. got to play Iron Man.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
Right?
I heard they're getting him back.
I don't think I've ever really seen.
For what? Black Adam?
Somebody might have to remind me, but I don't think I've ever seen a Dwayne The Rock Johnson
Robert
movie
Downey
that I've
Jr.
been
back.
Like, I love.
I've heard that too.
Fucking yeah. Dwayne Johnson. I don't think I've seen a Dwayne Johnson movie that I've
I
really
mean,
liked.
The Rundown was fun.
Yeah, The Rundown was fun. His early work was fun. Get Shorty?
Get
he
Shorty.
He was hilarious.
Yeah, he was fun
in
Get
so
Shorty.
So funny.
Yep.
Right? Like,
I mean, he's just The Rock.
Killed it in Scorpion King in the second Mummy as Scorpion King.
Yeah. The CGI. He doesn't have any lines. I mean, that's probably why it was actually.
Oh, you know what? He was really good in Pain and Gain. That's
yeah,
a movie I don't think gets a lot of love. I thought that was a great movie.
I don't know who has the rights now, but they might have lapsed. But somebody needs to put somebody in. They need to cast a new Conan the Barbarian. Jason Momoa looked the part, but not good.
No.
But Arnold Schwarzenegger's Conan is actually pretty good. The movie is actually great. James Earl Jones is the fucking, that turn that he does, like that whole classic, just like that five minute glaring turn that he does. Oh, it's so good.
That's a great movie.
And it's like, dude, there's so much that they could do with Conan that I'm like, I just don't understand. I know they did the Jason Momoa one pretty much just to hang on to the rights. And then I think they've lapsed.
I didn't even know. I thought you were talking like that was going to come, but I didn't even know that came out.
The Rock did Hercules or something,
bad.
Right?
He
did
that something. Was so yeah, it was I saw that in theaters. I was like, I want my money back.
In the right role, The Rock, I've seen him, but it's, they got it. Like even in Jumanji 2 where he's playing Danny DeVito, like that was funny. It was funny. Like it was, but the movie's like, I'm so sick of the trope of like, it's The Rock in whatever.
Yeah. Right? But that's just him. Like that's him. Like it's The Rock. He does that everything and manages to pay off somehow in most of his movies. Did San Andreas do good, or what was the other one, the Die Hard with the not Die Hard, like the Tower movie that he did?
I thought those were the same movies.
I mean, probably they were.
I don't know. Whack Adam sucked.
I didn't.
Whack Adam.
It was so bad. Yeah.
It was really
whatever they're going to do to the.
Remember Doom?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was in that with.
He was in Doom.
With what's his face? With Carl Urban.
Judge
Carl
Dredd.
Urban. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. We got to stop mentioning Dredd because the fact that we'll never see Carl Urban as Judge Dredd again is a shame. And every time I have to hear that, it's really
so good.
Was it really?
I mean, we went and saw that in the theaters.
That was one of the biggest sleeper movies of all time, I think, where people missed it.
Yeah.
People missed it. And now have a nice huge appreciation for it now because it's fucking awesome.
Rampage?
That was one of the worst.
Oh, man.
Giant Monkey. I mean, I saw that, but I watched that whole movie and I cannot really tell you what happened in it. Like, I know giant monkey fights giant alligator, and that's really it.
Well, I remember the game, and there was a giant wolf in the game. He's in Fast and Furious?
He's Hobbs.
Yeah, he's invincible. No. He's got superpowers in
that. Is he Hobbs or Shaw? Shaw is Jay Stay. Is fucking Jason Statham?
Yeah.
Is Shaw?
Oh, Jason Statham.
They had their own spinoff with Idris Elba. And he's like, I'm Black Captain America.
And they had superpowers. They had superpowers. Wow.
I mean, they were really, when it got ridiculous and like
he
the rocks
had
like
superpowers.
Pulling
He pulled a helicopter by a chain. He had superpowers.
Yeah. He also ripped like a solid concrete bench like off the wall and threw it at somebody. Like, I was like, this is ridiculous. This is insane.
Be cool, which is the sequel to Get Shorty.
That's the one.
He was Roadblock and G.I. Joe.
For one G.I. Joe, right? Was he in the second one?
But the good one. I liked the Retaliation was actually
the second one, right?
Okay. Yeah, I liked the second
one. Was better than the first.
That's where they killed off Channing Tatum instantly.
It's not a high bar to get better.
Okay, listen, remember when they were fucking fighting on the side of that mountain?
I hated all the snake eyes. I'll tell you, I hated all the snake eyes stuff. I hated all of it. I thought it was terrible.
Okay, you guys want a movie? I'll give you a movie recommendation that I watched on a whim. Actually really liked. Didn't get that great of reviews, but I actually quite enjoyed it. Bullet Train. With Brad Pitt.
The one with Brad Pitt.
I'll watch anything with Brad Pitt.
It's really good. I had a really fun time watching it. I went in with absolutely zero expectations. Had a really good time. Completely enjoyed it. I watched it on a computer and I was like, you know what? Next time I get some free time, I'm going to enjoy that movie yet again on the comfort of my couch with big screen so I can watch it with good sound stuff.
Last movie I watched, I was supremely disappointed with. I watched fucking Glass Onion and it was nowhere near as good as Knives Out. Not even fucking close.
Oh, dude, I don't care. Listen, I'll tell you something right now. I will tell you.
Me.
I don't give a shit. All I care about is every Christmas from now on, I want to be watching a new mystery being solved by my boy, Benoit Blanc. Every single year.
He's great, but but Glass Onion wasn't that good.
Oh, that was good. I enjoyed it.
Mm. I like Knives Out was far superior.
I don't care. Mm-hmm. I make more. Make more.
Yeah. Well, he is. He's already working on a third one, supposedly.
All right, well, anything else you want to talk about for past? Moving back to regular programming. This week kind of just got messed up. We're ahead of week, so Zell had to leave last minute to go do this. Kind of threw everything in the...
Not really last minute, but kind of last minute.
Well, he had it planned for a while, forgot to tell us his schedule, so dropped it on us last minute. But he knew for a while, but, you know, whatever. It's classic Zell. If you guys, we're not going to read Patreon supporters, but if you want to support the show, patreon.com/alientheoristpodcast or head on to Supercast. Easiest way to support the show, go to our website, alientheorist.com, hit the support tab, go buy a shirt, go share a post of ours, tell your friends. It all helps the show. It all helps your boys.
Tell your friends' friends. Tell your friends' parents. Tell your friends' parents' friends.
Yeah. Tell them all.
Tell everybody.
Open your window late at night. Shout it out into the darkness.
Yes.
Anyways, as we say at the end of these things, keep those eyes on the skies.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.